So, here's a question I've been thinking about. With the first series made by the Elvis Hour over, and pretty much all of the episodes before that not necessarily being connected in any way, is it time for something different? Like, play the OG music? Hello, I'm Zachary Williams, creator and producer of The Elvis Hour, and if this is your first time here, you, came at an interesting time. The Elvis Hour is an audio drama podcast, and if you're not familiar with what a radio drama is, it's essentially a story told solely through audio, with sound effects and a script and music behind it. I do all of that myself, and I perform the scripts as well. And so my term for what I do on this podcast is oral cinema, that is A-U-R-A-L, pertaining to the ears rather than the eyes. It's like watching a movie, listening to a movie, but having to rely on your ears and imagination. And the reason I kind of called it a cinema is the fact that the majority of these stories don't really have any connection to each other, so it's like one week I might put out an adaptation of something and the other an original story. So it's almost like a movie theater schedule almost. They have just with different varieties of movies put out at the same time. And I actually finished my first actual series last year called The Blue Robin. But now I am on a sort of hiatus, I suppose, as I try to figure out what's going to happen to this podcast, what I want to do creatively with it, and I guess what I want to do creatively in the future. So this is pretty much just an update for you guys. The few last times I've been on hiatus, I feel like I haven't updated you very much on what I'm doing, where I've been, what my process is. I do have an idea as for what's next for the Elvis Hour. I know I do kind of want to do a little bit less on the whole random story of every third week and try to fit it into more of a series, actual series kind of format. Well, that's one idea. That's one primary idea. Another idea I have is bringing back, well, I kind of always had this in the back of my mind, but bringing back a character that I created on this podcast a while back, and he's some of the stories with me. His name was Fijelt. And so, obviously, he didn't show up in every single episode. And I figured I'd maybe bring him back to sort of, well, do his own thing with the podcast, I just say. Not to give out too many details. Again, don't know if it's actually going to happen, but so he's not just like a completely random character that I just brought in and then drop it, and then everybody goes back and listens and says, who is that? A thing I'm planning to do in 2022, which I guess we've already started, that's aside from the Elvis Hour, is to write at least one book. I am a huge reader. I've always been since I was a kid. Going to the library was a regular occurrence in our family. We used to have this huge gray tub we carried around. We used to pick up books and return them the same way. So that's what I'm planning to do, most likely in the fiction territory, and possibly adapting one or two stories from this podcast, or continuing with them, I suppose. Maybe not a straight adaptation. Like, with the character of Mandy, who's appeared in a couple of stories and in the series The Blue Robin, I do want to continue with her story, so. Another subject I hope to write about is about my favorite animal of all time ever since I was a kid. Elephants. They're in the name of the podcast. The start of the scientific name for the Asian elephant is Elephas maximus, so that's where that name came from. They're also sort of referenced in the tagline, fascinating yet unpredictable, as there's still a lot we don't know about them, and what we do know is it's pretty astonishing. But even then, we can't always predict their actions. Even if if you work next to them or study them, you can always predict what they're going to do next. And so what with them being the amazing creatures as they are and the plights they have right now in the wild, in contact with humans, that's something I want to explore. So those are some of my plans, and another one more is talking to you guys during my hiatus, just like this. So, thanks for listening, and keep looking for updates on the Elephas Hour. Bye.